So if we study the Pali scriptures, especially the Pali scriptures, we find that the Buddha was a sort of embodiment of fearlessness and self-confidence. This rather strikes us when we read these scriptures. We find the Buddha is never hesitant. He isn't humble. Not certainly in the Uriah Heep sense. He's very confident. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's saying. He knows what he knows. Not in any egoistic or overbearing way, but you get the impression of calm, quiet confidence and strength. And it's rather significant that the Buddha's utterance is spoken of in the scriptures as his Singhanada, which means his lion roar. The Buddha's preaching is compared to the roaring of a lion, not to the bleating of a sheep, not even to the baying of a little woolly lamb, much less still to the barking of a dog, but to the roaring of a lion. And we're told that the lion is the king of beasts, and in Indian mythology, when the lion roars, every other beast in the jungle falls silent. So in the same way, we're told that when the Buddha preaches, when the Buddha expounds the truth, everybody else keeps quiet. They can't stand up against this. Now, all these heroic qualities of the Buddha, of Buddhism itself, are depicted in early Buddhist art in India. I'm not thinking of the Gandharan art, which isn't purely Indian, and which is sometimes a bit cloying. I'm thinking rather of the art of Mathura. Mathura being in northwestern India, not so very far from the present Delhi. And in this Mathura Buddhist art, which is the earliest purely Indian Buddhist art, the Buddha is represented, usually, as a very powerfully built man in the prime of life. And he's often depicted not even in a seated position, in a seated posture, but standing up very firmly. Like a great tower, like a great tree. And he's very often represented in this Mathura Buddhist art, in this standing posture, showing the Abhaya Mudra, which is like this, which means fear not, don't fear, be not afraid. This is very typical and very representative of the Mathura Buddhist art. And in this art we may say that on the whole it is strength rather than sweetness which is emphasized. The Buddha is not represented so much as a sweet and kind and affectionate figure, but as a strong and a powerful and a vigorous and a confident sort of person. In later Indian Buddhist art, this was often modified, and the Buddha became more, as it were, gentle and sweet and so on, and in the end just a little bit sentimental. But in the oldest Buddhist art, that of Mathura, the Buddha is represented in this very heroic sort of way.